This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, I was listening to a copy of Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Living on Audible the other day, and he was talking about the idea that people are really bad at taking medication, right? People are really, really bad at taking their own prescriptions. Even when they're sick, even when taking the medication could mean the difference between life and death, people are classically bad at taking their medicine. But he juxtaposed this against something else, and that's that when people's pets are prescribed medication from the veterinarian, well, they nearly give their pet the medication 100% of the time when they're supposed to. And what he was getting at here is the fact that people are classically very bad at taking care of themselves. They want to take care of their pet. They are very good at taking care of their pets. But when it comes to taking care of themselves and doing the things that they need to do to live a healthy and happy life, most people fall short of that. And he talked about why that is. And in his idea, it's because most people don't like themselves. Most people consider themselves deeply flawed. And they'd rather take care of their animal than to take care of themselves. Now, why is this important? Well, here on the Warrior Soul Podcast, what we talk about every week are things that go into helping you to live your best life. And to do so, to live your best life, to accomplish all the things that you want to accomplish, to live the life that you want to live, you need to take care of yourself pretty adequately if you're going to be able to accomplish your dreams. And so, you know, when we think of fitness a lot of times, and when we think of going to the gym, working out, training, eating right, all of these different things, well, that is one area where most people fall short. And they fall short because they'll do it for a period of time and then they'll just give up for one reason or the other. And as a trainer, I've heard it all. I've heard I'm busy. I've heard I've got kids and I just don't have time to get to the gym. I've heard I've got so much stress at work and I just can't do it right now. And over again, I've seen people fail to take care of themselves because they were making excuses as to why their lives were too full, or why they had too much on their plate, or why they couldn't do it right now and in the moment. And thinking or listening to Jordan Peterson talk about that the other day, you know, it brought me back to a point we've covered here often. And that is that when you go and you start a journey in fitness or in life for that matter, you have to start with the reason why you're doing it. That has to be front and center. You know, if you're going and you're hitting the gym because you want to fit into a pair of pants, or if you're going and you're hitting the gym because you want to look good, that's great. That's awesome. You know, everybody should want to look good. Everybody should want to fit in the clothes that they feel comfortable in. But it's not enough. And why isn't it enough? Well, it's because your brain is constantly playing a game. And that game is to get you to expend as little energy as possible, right? Because we, at the end of the day, we are animals. And as animals, we are programmed to not try to expend energy, right? We're programmed to not want to constantly be running away from predators, or programmed not to want to exert ourselves. And so the game you're playing with your brain is your brain telling you that, hey, you just don't have it in you right now. And so when you have those goals, such as trying to fit into that pair of pants or get those abs or get those biceps, those goals, well, they're not important enough to stand up to the scrutiny that your brain is going to put you into on that game. And that's because the second your life gets a little bit difficult or a little bit hard, what's going to happen is your brain's going to rationalize the fact that you want to go home and sit on the couch for a while. It's going to rationalize the idea that you just don't have time right now, or that you just don't have enough energy, or you're too tired. But when you understand your why, your reason for doing it, and you understand that fitness and all the other things you're doing to be productive in life are part and parcel of the overall goals you have, such as taking care of your family, or advancing your career, or being the person that you need to be for your spouse, then they become much more important. They become things that you need to do in order to be you. And when you do that, they become as necessary as brushing your teeth, or putting your pants on, or doing any other thing that you do every day because it's important for your life. And that's the biggest thing. Go back. Think about your why. Think about what that training session or what eating right is going to mean for your health, and what your health means to your career, and what it means to your family, what it means to your spouse, and what it means to all of the things you hold most important to you in this life. That is what will keep you doing fitness for life. That is what will keep you going and hitting the gym and working to keep yourself in shape. It's what will get you to take care of yourself even when life gets hard and unbearable. Right? You'll start to see fitness not as some extra thing that you need to do, you know, that's stacked up on top of a bunch of chores, but you'll start to see fitness as something that you need to do in order to remain sane, to remain capable, and to remain human. And that's what I got for this week, guys. You want to make your goals happen this year? Go back. Think about your why. Think about your big reason for doing what you're doing. Think about the reasons why you put those goals on the table in the first place. Think about why they're important to your life and everything you want to become and everything you want to be remembered for. And again, I want to thank you for listening to this Wednesday fitness edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast. And for those of you who haven't been here before, the Warrior Soul Podcast is a podcast that's dedicated to helping U.S. military veterans to live their best lives. If you're not a veteran, make sure you still listen, because everything we go through here could obviously be applied to anybody's life. All we ask in return is that you spread the word about the show and that you let people know what we're doing here. And if you can, please write us a written review on iTunes. It really helps to spread the word about the show. If you'd like to join us on Facebook, we have a number of Facebook groups that you can join. For those of you interested in fitness, you can join us on the Warrior Soul Agoji Facebook group. Not the Warrior Soul Agoji Facebook group. It's called the Warrior Soul Fitness Academy Facebook group. For those of you who are interested in starting a business, you can join us over at the Warrior Business Facebook group. That is a group for people who are looking to start their own businesses based off of the knowledge that they have in their heads. And I want to mention that this podcast would not be possible without the good people at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packages of fats, portable packets of fats. Their macadamia nut butters are absolutely delicious. Mix them up with pecan butter, with coconut butter, with sea salt. They're so good, and there's no sugar in them. They also make these awesome cheese crisps. If you want to get 20% off of your first order of F-Bombs, you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. We'll be back at you on Friday with the Warrior Notes edition of our podcast. That's our mindset coaching podcast, our mindset coaching episode. Can't talk today, guys. So I want to thank you all for listening. Now get out there and live your best lives while you can.